The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. After Jesus had fed the 5,000 men, his disciples saw him walking on the sea. The next day, the crowd that remained across the sea saw that there had been only one boat there, and that Jesus had not gone along with the disciples in the boat, but only his disciples had left. Other boats came from Tiberias, near the place where they had eaten the bread when the Lord gave thanks. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. And when they found him across the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him the Father, God, has set his seal." So they said to him, "What can we do to accomplish the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent." The Gospel of the Lord. Some years ago, when I was ordained, a friend asked me, "What do you want for your ordination?" I said, "I wanted a souvenir." So I made a souvenir, a calendar. 6 months, I was ordained in July. 6 months of 2008, 1 year of 2009, another of 2010, 3 pages of a calendar. And on one of them, I had this favorite quote of mine: "Do not work for the food that perishes. Rather, work for the food that endures." It's one of my favorites in the Gospel of John, John chapter 6, verse 27. This brings out the contrast I'm going to make in my reflection, the first reading and the Gospel. The first reading about Stephen, Saint Stephen, we are told that he was filled with grace and power. He was filled with grace and power, and he lived it out. Why? Because he was living the life and the love for the risen Christ. He loved the risen Christ. He was so endeared to him, and as such, he was filled with grace and power. And what happened? People belonging to the synagogue of freedmen, they became jealous and arrested him and persecuted him. And in that persecution, we are told that his face was like that of an angel, shining, radiant. His face captures the state of his soul. Now, with Stephen, he wasn't perturbed. He wasn't worried about asking for miracles to be saved. He had conquered fear. He had conquered the fear of, you know, will I be killed? Will I survive this? His face was radiant. He was filled with the joy of the Holy Ghost, like they say, the joy of the Holy Spirit. Because he was working for the food that endures. On the other hand, in the Gospel, we are told after being fed, the 5,000 having been fed, they were looking for Jesus. "Rabbi, where have you been?" they said. I know why you're looking for me. The Lord knows our intentions. You're looking for me because of your stomach infrastructure. Now, I've captioned this, the temptation of an easy faith. What do I mean? It's natural for us to have challenges, financial challenges, health challenges, and it's only natural when we bring into the Lord as a burden, asking the Lord to help us. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with looking for the Lord for more bread. But the problem is when it becomes transactional, when the relationship becomes transactional, we are looking for God for what he can do for us and not for who he is. That was the problem in today's gospel. Looking for God for what he can do for us and not for who he is. So today, the Lord wants us to seek not just for the bread that nourishes the body, rather, let us seek for the beloved. While we seek for the bread that nourishes our body, our intention, our goal is to seek for the beloved. The entrance song captured it so succinctly. And the medical missionaries of Mary wrote a song like the one we did during the entrance song. Seek first the kingdom of heaven, and all the things will fall in line. Give God his due, and God will give back to you. Turn your water into wine. So let us seek the beloved, most importantly, in our lives, and every other thing will be added unto us. Like Stephen, let us pray that the Lord may deepen our spiritual hunger, and we may truly know the joy of serving him. Amen.